You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, do you fancy improving your public speaking skills? Well, RNIB Scotland is partnering up again this summer with Glasgow Speakers Club. They're going to run a weekly public speaking course for blind and partially sighted people. Now, participants will develop confidence in speaking in different situations, from social settings to job interviews. And joining us now is Jen Worrell. It is so nice to speak with you, Jen.
Hello.
Now, Jen, why did you get involved in the course in the first place?
A couple of years ago, when the opportunity came around via a social media page, I was not too sure of it at first, but I decided to give it a go.
And what was the course like? Did it meet your expectations, exceed them? How did you find it?
Well, it was very, very different because it was a place I hadn't been to before because it was held at Glasgow City Chambers. And having my guide dog, we always like a new adventure and an opportunity. So the first step was how to get there. And once we got there, it was about meeting different people as well because I didn't know any of the people that were going to the course either. Everybody's got their own way of doing public speaking, and there was many people there that are first timers like myself, and it was about controlling the way that you speak to people and to project your voice and to speak clearly and to not be too nervous but just take it at your own pace.
And what would you say is the biggest lesson you took from it?
I think it's been about being around people and not being too shy, to not express too much but to think ahead and enjoy the chance while you've got it.
And what impact has the course had on your life?
It helped me to have the confidence to speak out in public, to ask people for help, or to have that confidence to not to be too shy, and being in a group of people, just to have the confidence to speak out in a group as well.
Is that something you've struggled with before?
Yeah, I was a very, very shy child and a shy teenager as well. But once I got into my 20s, I started to come out my shell a bit more. And certainly since my early 30s, I found I was more confident in speaking out. And another factor is when you've got a guide dog, you're kind of being watched all the time. But then obviously you want to be approachable enough to ask people for help as well and everything else.
And I know with the course, there was a chance at the end to speak at Glasgow City Chambers to kind of culminate the entire course. How did you find that experience and what did you talk about?
Well, there was about 50 people in the room, and for me, I was a bit nervous at first, but having three other people who were actually members of the Glasgow Speakers Club, that gave us all a bit of a inspiration to know if they could do it, so could we. And over a few weeks, one of the ladies helped me to bring a public speech together. So my public speech was about growing up with a visual impairment when I was 5 years old, right up to the age I was at that time.
What would be your biggest tip for anyone struggling to speak up for themselves or speak up in a public setting?
I think doing it when you're ready. I mean, nobody can force you. There was a couple of weeks in the course, some people just didn't have the confidence to do it. But as the weeks went on, they found their own way of doing it to deliver a public speech. But it depends how that person feels, if a public speaking course is really for them at that time. But you do learn by listening to other people about the way they do it. And it's about wanting to do it as well.
And did it help that you did it with other people who are blind or partially sighted, and perhaps they can understand some of the challenges you've had in your life?
Yeah. In fact, one of the participants at the time, they had done public speaking before over so many years, so it's interesting to find about their experience and learn from them about what they had to achieve.
And what benefit do you think this course could bring to someone who is maybe a little bit shy and is also blind or partially sighted?
I think just being there with the group and listening to other people and thinking about what you want to benefit from being at the course, and then to think about a speech in your head about how people will react to that. During the first 2 weeks of the course, the first time round, we were given a topic to think about, or we were allowed to pick something out to try at first. And then, as the 6 weeks kind of started to come quite quick, we were told to think of a speech and then work on that speech that you're going to perform on the day.
So overall, Jen, did you have a good experience attending the course?
Oh yeah, well, my mum and her best friends were in tears at the end of the course. I didn't actually know that. She said, my mum came up to me at the end, she's like, oh, if you spoke like that at home, you'd be absolutely fine, because you forget sometimes when you're with a group of friends, you speak differently sometimes, and then when you're at home, your speaking pattern can change.
Well, Jen, so it sounds like it's an absolute recommendation from you, doesn't
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it.
it?
As I said before, I wasn't too sure about it, but I decided to just take the opportunity while it was there.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for sharing your experience and speaking on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the public speaking course is going to run for 6 weeks in Glasgow, and it will take place Wednesdays between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., with the first meeting on Wednesday, 3rd of June. Now, to find out more about the club, you can get in touch via email with Connor Joseph. Now, that email is connor.joseph@rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline, and the number is 0303 123 99. Double nine.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.